Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
As I said to you all this morning, we're going to have two discussions. We're going to get into one of those now. We put down all those tough topics until just after the 8 o'clock news. And we welcome to our program someone that I had the opportunity to speak to some time ago on the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange at an event held, I think it was at the Hyatt Hotel, if I'm correct. And she joins us here this morning. Let's say good morning and welcome to our program, the Chief Executive Officer of the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange Limited. That's Eva Mitchell. Good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Satish. Good morning to all your listeners. Good morning, Trinidad Tobago.
It's nice to have you with us here this morning. I know we have you for a very limited time. But as we begin, as we usually do, I'll allow you to familiarize our listeners with you. Tell us a bit about yourself and some of the things that you're involved in.
All right. So I am Eva Mitchell. I am the Chief Executive Officer of the Trinidad Tobago Stock Exchange, as well as the Trinidad Tobago Central Depository. I have been pretty much in the financial industry for over 20 years, believe it or not. I've worked in the banking industry before joining the stock market in 2016. I have a passion for financial inclusion. I have a passion for investment. So this is me living my passion.
Okay.
But happy to be here this morning.
Yes, definitely. We're happy to have you here with us this morning because one of the intentions of these discussions is exposing our listeners to this thing called investments, because in this day and age, people are trying to find ways to stabilize their finances, for some people to grow, and money, you know, that's always something people need, and investments are not necessarily something that the average individual thinks of as a mechanism
right.
to earn money. And to probably get themselves not just out of the financial slum that they're in, but to actually see some definite progress. So let's begin by telling people, what is the stock exchange? For people who've never heard, and there may be some of those amongst us, and people who know, what is the stock exchange and how does it work?
So Satish, to many new investors, the stock market may seem very intimidating. It may be perceived as somewhat of a scary abyss that soaks up money that is really owned for the rich people. But understanding the stock markets and how you could actually succeed in making money in it is far more easier than you may expect. And I want to just, you know, endorse what you said. A lot of people are looking for financial security. Financial security, which comes as a additional source of cash flow or an additional source of income, really a source of collateral in the event that you need to borrow. You know, you go to the banks when you need money, you know, you'd want to at least have some sort of cushion, right? And it's a means of having investments, is a means of having some sort of safety net, right? So when you invest, you actually put aside money that makes you sleep better at night, and it puts you in a better position to act in the event that you have an immediate need. So making investments, and I mean, I may want to extend it to say making investments on the stock market is something that could actually meet that need. But first, you must understand what is a stock. So what is a stock? So a stock is an ownership in a company. When you own a stock, you own a portion of that company. And there's three ways in which you can benefit from owning stocks in a company. And I'll try to explain it as quickly as possible for the benefits of your new investors, of our new investors. So as the value of a company increases, so does the value of your ownership in that company if you were to buy a stock in that company. So the stock price increases and you benefit from that. You can also benefit from voting rights. So when you own a stock in a company, you own a right to vote. And when you have voting rights, you can vote on things such as, let's say, board elections, mergers, acquisitions. other major financial decisions in a company, right, you have a right, a voting right by owning that stock. So you are able to now, have a say in those decisions. You also benefit from a dividend, which is basically a share of the profit of the company that it makes in any given year or any given financial period that is paid over to you as a shareholder. So that is a basic understanding of what ownership in a stock can mean to you and how you can benefit. So the next thing you need to know or you'd want to know is, okay, why do companies sell stock? And it's very, very simple. They sell stock to get money. Stocks allow companies to raise massive amounts of money from public investors. Once that money is raised via the stock market, shareholders get their equivalent stocks transferred to them via our central depository, our Trinidad and Tobago Central Depository. So anybody that owns any stock in any stock in a company that's listed on our local market has a TTCD account or a Trinidad and Tobago Central Depository account. The company is then listed on the exchange, where it is now available to trade. So you can now buy and sell those shares across an electronic platform that is offered by the stock exchange. And most importantly, this is done in a very fair and transparent manner. So you get to see the prices, you get to see what you buy, you get to see what is sold, you get to see information on the companies. It's done in a very transparent manner. That is something that's very, very important to us as a stock exchange. Now, investors, brokers usually buy or sell a stock based on the expected earnings or the performance of the company, what they expect the performance of the company to be in the future. So the next question, Satish, is, okay, so I have a basic understanding what a stock is. I have a basic understanding of why companies would list on a stock exchange. So, of course, the next question is, which company should I buy or which company should I invest in? Now, I'm not here to pick stocks for you, but I would say if we're looking at just the context of performance over the last year, 2022, there are a lot of stories that we could learn from. So, for example, if you had shares in Agostini, which is a company that's listed on our stock exchange, and you held shares in Agostini from the start of 2022, and you held it to the end of 2022, you would have benefited from an over 50% price increase. If you held shares in Angostura, you would have, for that same period, 2022, you would have benefited from over 33% in price increase. If we turn to the banking sector, if you would have owned shares in Scotia, you would have benefited from a 15% increase, which is pretty much very, very attractive given our investment climate now. And I want to also say that investing in the stock market is not just for the rich. The rich man, we have stocks that trade as low as $2 to as high as $140. But Satish, there are many, many stories that we could learn from, with respect to the performance of the local stock market. But the important thing is understanding how the stock market works and how to grow your wealth. I would give some advice, though. If you're starting off as a new retail investor, there are certain things that you'd want to take into account before you start investing. So I personally will not recommend that you put all your eggs in one basket as a new retail investor. I would recommend that you hold a diversified portfolio. So if you are not used to owning stocks directly, I would start off by investing in, let's say, an equity mutual fund. That way you get used to the fluctuations, because the stock prices, as you know, will fluctuate. So you get used to the fluctuations in the prices that come with investing in the equity market. So you invest a small amount each time. So if you're monthly paid, you're weekly paid, you set aside a portion and you invest a small amount, that way you also get used to the cycle of investing and the frequency of investing. And then, you know, over time, you look at your investments, you look at your statements, and then you assess whether or not, you know, your equity fund performance is meeting your objective. And of course, if it's not, you speak to your investment advisor and you have that conversation with your investment advisor, so you get information on how the investment is expected to behave or perform over time, so that you get more accustomed with, you know, the stock market investing, you get more accustomed with the frequency of investing or frequency of setting aside money. And you're basically comfortable now and at a stage where you can now own the shares directly and buy shares directly into our company. So for example, if it is that you have a bank account in any one of our local banks, we have at least 5 banks that are listed on our stock market. Or let's say you buy KFC all the time, right? Or you go to Super Farms, right? If it is that you are demonstrating your confidence enough to purchase products from these companies, why not own a share in the company and benefit from the profitability or the performance of these companies, right? So so by merely just buying goods from the company already shows your faith in the company. So now, buying a share in the company can lead to more rewards for you. Of course, you'll have to monitor the performance of the company if it is that you are buying directly, and make your general assessment, or like I said before, you seek out the advice of, you know, and you know, in monitoring this, you would know that there are periods in which the stock market will present market opportunities. There are periods in which the stock market will be performing at its best. And at that point in time, you may think, okay, I've already realized a lot of profit from my initial investment. Now it's time for me to exit the investment, and you crystallize your gain. Or you can see that there is a time where you see that there's a lot of activity in the share, in the stock that you own, the company that you own, and you see that there's a lot of future prospects for the company, so you'd want to increase your portfolio of investment with that particular company. So the important thing is that you keep on top of it, you monitor it, and we as a stock exchange, we assist in that, we have facilities in that, because we are now making trading available and accessible to all. Information is available and accessible to all. So I hope I answered your first question.
Yeah.
Even though I took a long time.
it required the explanation, because there are people to whom this thing seems to be like an insurmountable task, trying to get involved in these things. Some people think that this is for the only rich and people who have plenty money and a lot of time and all of that kind of thing, and it may not necessarily be that way. When I was at the Hyatt, I spoke to Mr. Warner, Gervais Warner, and he said the very same thing, that it is something people should get involved in. Obviously, anybody thinking of getting involved in trading and being involved in the stock exchange would need to educate yourself a bit. You need to learn and understand the lingo that goes along with the industry, so that when you start speaking of equity and this and that and various funds and portfolio and all of these things, people understand exactly what it means, so that you can yourself have a clearer idea. You spoke of an advisor, and this may be a question people may have. So how does this thing work? Do I get a check from my bank for how much ever and walk into the stock exchange and say, hey, I'll buy some stocks, what should I do? Or do people have these companies, advisors that you're talking about? What is the advice on somebody who wants to get involved? Where should they go?
So you will have to partner with a broker. So the broker is the middleman between the stock market and you, the investor. So just as though you would have to go into a bank to open up a bank account, you'll have to go to a broker and open up a brokerage account. We have about 8 brokers in the market. All of the major banks are affiliated. All of the major banks that operate in Trinidad, they have a brokerage arm. So FCB, Republic Bank, JMFB, NCB, Wise, which is an affiliate of RBC, Boss Brokers, Shepherd Securities, and Caribbean stockbrokers. So we have about 8 registered brokers that can offer you investment advice. The important thing is that you pair yourself with a registered investment advisor, someone who is registered with the Trinidad and Tobago Securities and Exchange Commission and also registered with the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange. So that means they are licensed to give you advice, right? In that way, if you know, for any unforeseen event, if it is to occur based on advice given, there is recourse through the regulators. So that would be my recommendation. You go, you seek advice, or you open up, or you establish a relationship with these brokerage companies. They will open up a Trans-Tobago Central Depository account or a TTCD account with us, and you get to trade using that account.
I know that. Sorry to interrupt, but I know that it's one of the things that people weigh heavily, the safety and security of doing these things. We have this story of the Jamaica with Usain Bolt and this investment that he made and all that has transpired since then. We actually spoke to somebody from Jamaica last week on that entire situation. And incidents like these, it's sad, but you know, the bad stories are the ones that gain traction and you hear them the loudest. And the good stories are the ones that you don't necessarily hear enough of. How safe is it for persons to invest?
Well, maybe I should give you a rundown of our history. And when I do give you that rundown of our history, Satish, you know, maybe you'll get a better appreciation of how safety, security, and market confidence, how important that is for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you would allow me. So the stock exchange started off in 1981, so we're about 41 years old, right? Where there were a list of companies on a board, right? And brokers would all come in one room, and they would shout to each other, I want to buy X, I want to buy Y. We literally use choke, right? And that is how trades were processed. At the end of the trading day, the trades were recorded, and it would have taken at least 3 to 4 weeks for the transfers to happen, right? Now, times have changed, and thankfully so. We are now a fully automated exchange where trades are done real time, and it's done via electronic platform that matches and times. It's not based on how quick their broker can shout out. It's based on the price that you enter and the time by which it is entered. So there is now a level of transparency and fairness in the process, which is very important to us as an exchange. And of course, it encourages market confidence. So now that the market is actually used to this level of this process, which and the market is now comfortable, and this back then it was done through a broker, but in a very electronic way, it's actually still being done like that. So now that there's comfort around the process, what we offered in 2020 was the opportunity for you as an investor to now trade directly with us using our online trade platform. So we are now fully automated. If you are comfortable with going on your smartphone to post a message or on Facebook or Instagram, you can now become comfortable in actually placing an order via our technology, our top platform, our online trading platform, to post an order. That platform gives you all the information that you would need in terms of the details of your order, the timing, the volume, the price, anything that you would need to feel comfortable. So before, you would have had to wait on your broker to tell you, okay, this went, this trade happened, this was the price. In the sense, you rely very much on the broker to give you that information. Now you have direct access to the stock market via your smartphone or via any web page. Once you have access to the internet, so you get those details firsthand. And we want to take it a step further. And I'm very happy to say that the Trans-Tobago Stock Exchange will be the first exchange in English-speaking Caribbean to provide the e-statement functionality to our market participants. And this is, again, part of our commitment in demonstrating how important investor confidence and market confidence is to us. So what this e-statement platform is, Satish, is a statement that comes from us directly as a regulator that shows you all your balances or all your stock portfolio balances. So you can now use that balance or that statement, sorry, and check it back against what your broker statement is. So it brings a level of confidence. You have a process in place where you can match back and reconcile your balances, right? And you have a real-time view of your portfolio, so you are able to see movements within your portfolio real-time, and you're able to monitor. And that brings a level of confidence to our
markets. Definitely great information. I know that we're almost out of time, and this is probably a discussion I may want to have more often. Because I honestly think that more people need to become aware. The world has changed, and money is a tool. And if people understand how they can use money as that tool to their benefit, there are some people who may live lives that are, at this point in time, they may think out of their reach. And, of course, increasing your portfolio and your portfolio income is definitely ways to go. So I may want to have this discussion, I don't want to say on a regular basis, but at least one more time, and I'm sure we'll discuss that. But as we wrap up our discussion here this morning, you gave a lot of information as to what are the benefits and everything else to the persons who may still be on the fence. I may be thinking, I wonder if I should really do this thing, boy, it's all real good, you know, but then, you know, fishermen don't tell you the fish spoil. What would you say to them to make that first step to get involved?
Well, as I said, and as I started, the stock market is for everyone. It is not just about being rich and only the rich being able to invest in the stock market. Prices on the stock market range from $2 to $140, right? So it's not like, okay, these prices are too high for me. I can't afford. I only have 1,000 TT. I only have 5,000 TT. Right? There are brokers that will willingly sit with you and give you your options, lay your options on the table, and assist you with that advice so that you are able to comfortably make a decision. Right? The stock market is there for all to benefit. The market is here for everyone, young and old. Particularly, we want to see more young people getting involved in the stock market. And we, the exchange, we are undertaking some initiatives this year to groom young people so that they understand it is for them as well. And more importantly, that they start very early. There are a lot of initiatives that we are also going to be undertaking that will add to the depth of the stock exchange. If I were to just talk about the performance last year, we would have increased our activity. When I say activity, the number of trades that happen in the market, we would have increased it by almost 40%. So there is obviously a renewed level of interest in the local stock market. So what I will say is, don't wait until it's too late, right? Don't wait until it's too expensive to jump in. Now may be a good time, but do so in a very informed manner. Partner with an investment, a trusted and licensed investment advisor or broker, and let them give you the advice. And as I said at the start, if it is that you're a new investor, a new retail investor, you may want to have a diversified portfolio first, and you may not want to put all your eggs in one basket. Start off with a simple mutual fund so you get used to the fluctuations in the prices, you get used to the cycle in terms of the frequency of investing, and you build comfort around that type of investment before you actually move to directly invest in the stock market. So again, Satish, it is not for the rich man. It is something that every Trinidadian, every Tobagonian can benefit from. We have a very strong financial sector. I would go even far to say that our financial sector is one of the strongest in the region, if not the strongest in the region. And that speaks to the stability of our financial system. That speaks to the stability of our stock market. So why not benefit from it?
Yeah. Quickly, how can people get more information and get in touch with you guys?
All information is available on our website. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And of course, you could just email us directly, and we'd be happy to share any more information.
That's where we're going to have to leave it, at least for today. I, 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 de- at least for today, because as I said, I definitely see the need for some further discussions with you and with the Stock Exchange, for sure. So Eva Mitchell, Chief Executive Officer of the TNT Stock Exchange, Eva Mitchell, thank you so much for being with us here this morning and for shedding some light on this thing for some people. Definitely nice to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And that's where we drop our discussion, at least for this morning. Eva Mitchell, Chief Executive Officer at the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange. Might have some more discussions moving forward. Stay with us.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.